And you say the old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
Okay. And if you're going to say that same thing in the negative, you say, well, she's afraid now, but she didn't
used to be.
Would you say the whole...
She's afraid now, but she didn't used to be.
Okay, and you wouldn't say usedn't to.
No.
Okay. Somebody who, let's say, leaves a lot of money in plain sight and goes out without closing the door, you'd say he really is very
afraid
with his possessions.
Loose? I don't know.
He's not careful.
No, he's not.
He's, what's the opposite of that?
Careless.
Okay. Okay, now, have you ever heard people say, let's say, there's not really anything wrong with this aunt of yours, but sometimes she acts a little bit...
strange, odd, weird.
Okay. How about, have you ever heard anybody use the word queer for those...
Yeah.
Okay. How do you think of that word? Would you use it?
No, I think it's a little bit old-fashioned.
Using it that way?
Not, yeah. My parents would use it that way.
Oh.
But I don't think too many people of our generation would, because now, of course, it has a different connotation, whereas it didn't have that when our parents were our age.
So now you think of it as meaning of them?
Homosexual.
Okay. Okay, if somebody will absolutely not change his mind no matter what you say to him, you say he's really...
stubborn.
Okay. If somebody flies off the hand, loses his temper, like no matter... the least little thing you do, you say he's really, really... Or let's say somebody's still sort of sensitive about something, you say on that subject she's kind of...
sensitive or... touchy.
Okay. Would you use that?
No, my parents do, but I don't think I do.
You'd say sensitive?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How about if somebody does lose his temper, he said, God, he really... I was just kidding. I didn't think he was going to...
blow up.
Okay, or...
fly off the handle.
Or
lose his temper.
Okay, or get...
mad.
Okay.
Get mad.
Would you say mad before you'd say angry?
Yes.
Okay. If you don't want someone to lose their temper, or maybe to panic, if there's a fire or something, you don't want people to panic, or the police might say this. Now, just everybody...
calm down.
Okay. Would you say keep
calm?
Okay. If you are... you've been working, and you say, God, I am so...
tired.
Okay. And if you wanted to say that... in terms of wearing yourself out, you'd say, I am completely...
pooped.
Or...
worn out.
Okay. If somebody was fine the last time you saw her, and then all of a sudden she had a disease, you'd say, well, when was it that she...
got sick.
Okay. And you might say, if you're talking about an indefinite kind of a thing, you say, well, he's sick now, but he'll be better again...
soon.
Okay. Or would you say by and by?
No.
You think that's old-fashioned? Or is it just...
yeah. I don't know if it's old-fashioned.
Or...
it's just not very common.
Okay. Okay, if you got a chill or went out in the rain and you started to sneeze and cough and your eyes, you know, started getting red and your nose was dripping, and you might say that you...
caught a cold.
Right, okay. And if your voice were affected, you might say...
I got hoarse.
Okay. And if you... did
coughed.
Okay, you say,
I have a cough.
Okay. And if I started, not really tired, but I started, you know, getting sort of like, I really am beginning to feel kind of...
drowsy.
Okay. Would you say sleepy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer drowsy?
No, sleepy.
Okay. And if you were talking about